Brian Tamaki, as we know, is planning another protest tomorrow, starting at Auckland Domain. Protests that start there generally have a tendency to spill over into Newmarket, angering the Business Association there. And with us now is Mark Knopf Thomas from the Business Association. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. You guys cross about this?
Well, we were, but we had some notification from the protesters today that they don't intend to come towards Newmarket. They're going to go another direction, which is really good for Newmarket, but not so good for those business owners in and around the central Auckland area, because it will still be problematic for them.
If they're not going towards Newmarket, what's the other direction?
Well, I guess they may be heading into the city, into the CBD, to Queen Street maybe. That's probably the closest thing I could think would be logically, which won't be great for the town, for the city centre, which has also had a pretty ropey couple of years, as we know. So really, the protest is all well and good, but actually the real impact is not on Wellington. The real impact is on the business owners who are trying to do an honest day's trade on a busy Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, the bizarre thing about it is that if they're as frustrated as we are at what the government is doing, they're only making they're only making a terrible situation for most Kiwis worse, aren't they?
100%. And I think, ironically, they sort of, there's a feeling that they think they're doing this on behalf of a lot of people, but actually all they're doing, the people they think they're doing on behalf of, that is really winding them up.
Yeah.
And really for Saturday, for a lot of central businesses, that's kind of the busiest day of the week. And we're not talking big, you know, multinational brands can probably ride out the disruption for a couple of weeks, whatever. But if you're a small business owner with one shop, cafe, bar or restaurant, a bad Saturday means you can be down thousands of dollars, which makes those fixed costs all that harder to pay. And the financial stresses of the last couple of years are compounding, and this really adds unnecessary stress to people who are just trying to get about their daily lives.
Yeah, it's a total misfire. Mark, thank you. Mark Knopf Thomas, Newmarket Business Association.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.